Have no friends not equal to yourself. Have no friends not equal to yourself. It's so easy for us to go around looking for friends and without looking and finding them, people who are a reflection of ourself. And these people who are a reflection of ourself are beautiful, wonderful, fantastic. They're the type of people that we are. They're the type of people that we believe in. They're the type of people that make all the difference in the world in our life. They are who we are. And because they are who we are, they are equal to ourselves. Now, it doesn't mean that we're living up to them or that they're living up to us or we're trying to have them be equal to ourselves. They are equal to ourselves. They are our type of people. They are our type of people who think like we do, who act like we do, who live like we do. And you say, well, now, boy, what a boring life that would be, having people around you all the time who are just like yourself. No, that's the way it is. People who are just like yourself are the ideal people because they are a reflection of yourself. They are a reflection of who you are. Now, if you ever go around with people who are not a reflection of who you are, who are not a perfect example of who you are, then you best be very careful. You best be very careful of who you're associating with, because if you are associating with people who are not fantastic, who are not glorious, who are not magnificent, who are not wonderful, who are not outstanding, then that's the kind of people you are. You are not outstanding. You are not fantastic. You are not remarkable. You are not amazing. And that's very true. You are not. Now, is this what you want for yourself? That you want to not be amazing? That you want to not be fantastic? That you want to not be outstanding? That you want to not be the glorious being that you really are? Well, sometimes we do that. Sometimes we do that, and we associate with people that we think it'd be fun to associate with. Like, we want to associate with the bankers, or we want to associate with the sportsmen, we want to associate with the people who are businessmen and successful. We want to associate with the great artists and associate with the great thinkers and the great people of all times. We don't want to associate with them. They are not who we are. The great thinkers, the bankers, the great sportsmen, the marvelous people in these various areas, they are not who we are. That's not our cup of tea. That's not the way we think. That's not the way we act. That's not the way we live. It isn't. As much as you'd like to associate with successful people, if you do not have a successful attitude in you, associating with successful people will be an anathema to you. It will not be a happy time at all. It'll be a very sorry time indeed. But if you have a happy attitude in you, if you have an associate attitude in you of being glorious, being marvelous, being uplifting, and then you associate with people who are glorious, marvelous, and uplifting, and who are happy, you are in your right area. You are in your right cup of tea. You are doing the right thing for you. And this is all that it's all about. For if we will live our life living with people who are a reflection of who we are, and we are surrounded by people who are a reflection of who we are, and we don't look at them with admiration, we don't look at them wanting to be their equal, we look at them knowing that they are just like us. They are just like we, who are marvelous and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. What does it mean to be an equal? To be an equal means that you're with someone who's on the same pathway that you are on. You're someone on the same attitude of thinking that you are on. Someone who's in the same neighborhood of the world that you are on. And how wonderful that is. Really, that is so fantastic. It's just what it's all about. Have no friends not equal to yourself. You know who said that? Our good friend Confucius, a philosopher from way back when. And Confucius said, have no friends not equal to yourself. So if you have friends equal to yourself, it's not because they're as good as you are or you're as good as they are. It's because they are a reflection of your attitudes. They're a reflection of your peace. They're a reflection of your majesty in every possible way. And this is the kind of person that you really want to be associated with. You want to be associated with people who are remarkable, who are fantastic, who are just like you. And as you are associated with people who are just like you, what happens to yourself? Then everything you do is a glorious experience. Everything you do is a happy experience. Everything you do is a fun experience, because that's what life's all about. That's what life is all about, being a fun, happy, joyous experience that works for you. Now, can you do that? Can you be a happy, joyous, fun-filled experience? Can you have everything about you be wonderful? Think about it. Do you look at the weather outside and you say, "Oh, how wonderful"? Well, you should, because it's a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And if you look at the weather outside and you see it as a beautiful, wonderful weather, that's the perfect reflection of who you are. The perfect reflection of just who you are. No more, no less. The perfect reflection of you. And when the weather is a perfect reflection of you, you can be sure that you are a happy person. You can be sure that you are a joyous person. You can be sure that you're a marvelous person. If the weather is not a reflection of the happiness within you, it's a false happiness. If the weather is a reflection of the joyous happiness within you, then you can be sure that you are joyous within yourself, and that's exactly who you are. Start being who you are. Start living who you are. Start acting who you are. Start being that mirror. And also, take your polishing cloth, take your lens polisher, and polish the mirror of your thought, of your life, of your heart. Polish it, and so that whenever you look out, you will indeed see the beauty that's from within you. But if you let that mirror get cloudy, you let that mirror get foggy, you let that mirror become something that's not desirable in you, then your world will not be desirable in you. You will not find it to be a happy thing. You see, happiness is a mirror. Joy is a mirror. Peace is a mirror. And we want it to be our mirror. And so we continually polish that mirror. We continually recognize that our thoughts are always good, beautiful, and that every experience is equal to us. Every experience of our world is equal to what's going on inside of us. Every being is equal to us. And we indeed have no friends not equal to ourselves. So as we have only friends equal to ourselves, we have only friends equal to our positive thinking about ourselves. Our positive attitude about ourselves, our positive knowing about ourselves, our positive loving about ourselves, our positive being about ourselves, and that's all that matters. Nothing else whatsoever matters, because that's who we are, and that's what we are, and that's why we are. Have no friends who are not equal to yourself. Always believe in yourself. Always live in a happy consciousness inside of you. If you feel a sad mood coming on, change it and put a happy mood in its place. If you feel a sad attitude coming on in your consciousness for any reason at all, change it. Change it. Because every attitude is a friend, and you want it to be equal to your highest and best thoughts. Every idea you have about your friend, about yourself, about your world, is your friend, and you want it to be equal to your highest and best. And always we want everything in our life to be equal to our highest and best. And the only way we can have everything in our life be equal to our highest and best is when we are equal to our highest and best. You're equal to my highest and best, and I love you.
Yes, I do.
I love you. I love you. I love you.